Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What feels like a big year is upcoming for Mark Stoops and the Kentucky Wildcats with some of the offseason madness and what I would call a disappointing 2023. I think Kentucky fans are keeping a close eye on this 2024 season as kind of now what for Mark Stoops? Where is the program? What direction is the program trending in? Big season upcoming. And these are my best and worst case scenarios for Kentucky football this year. And guys, let me preface by saying this. This is realistic. Best case and worst case. You're not going to hear me say, oh, worst case 0-12, best case 12-0. Realistic, best and worst case. These are not predictions. These are just best and worst case scenarios. And when it comes to Kentucky football, what's the ceiling? What's the floor? Let's take a look at this schedule, guys. One of the tougher schedules in the SEC, your SEC home opener. You welcome the South Carolina Gamecocks, who's beaten you a couple times in a row now. Then you got Georgia. You got to go to Ole Miss. You got to go to Florida. You got to go to Tennessee. You got to go to Texas. Also, you mix in Auburn at home, Louisville at home. It's not an easy schedule for Kentucky. So let's start, guys, with the best case scenario. And what I mean by this is there are a number of questions that every college football team has coming in the year. The majority of these questions work out in the positive for Mark Stoops' program, right? You add Brock Vandergrift, the Georgia transfer over the offseason. Let's say he pops, right? The offensive line, the defensive line, Kentucky gets back to what we've seen under Mark Stoops, which is that hard-nosed line of scrimmage, really the brand they've built under Mark Stoops. They get back to that. The running game takes a step forward because, guys, I know Kentucky fans, a lot of them disagree with this. As good as Ray Davis was last year, the running game was not great, right? So the running game takes a step forward. Berrigan Brown and Dane Key, they have better seasons, more so live up to their potential, right? The quarterback position, like I mentioned, it was a disappointment last year. So Brock Vandergrift, he takes off, he shines under Liam Cohen's offense, Liam Cohen no longer there, shines under the new OC, if you will. I almost forgot. We've had so much news in the offseason, things can slip your mind, if you will. So Brock Vandergrift shines under a new OC. The defensive side of the football gets shored up, takes the next step. And Kentucky's capable, guys. Kentucky's capable. Mark Stoops done a great job building that program. My best case scenario, though, for Kentucky football, you look at that schedule, my best case scenario is 8-4 for the Cats in 2024. And, guys, you look at it. The reason for this is just you look at the schedule, man. I mean, Georgia, Ole Miss on the road, Tennessee on the road, Texas on the road. That's four losses right there that I think most people are going to feel pretty confident in putting an L next to those games in heavy black ink, right? Then you got the game against Louisville, which obviously was a thriller last year. You got Auburn at home, which I know a lot of people, including myself, are high on Auburn this year, think they could be a team that pops in 2024. I mean, even the game at Florida, guys, is tricky, right? It's tricky. I mean, because it's Billy Napier could be fired by this point. Also, Florida could be one of the surprises of the SEC by this point. South Carolina in week two, right? I think a lot of Kentucky fans are going to gloss over that game, but I mean, you've lost multiple in a row to them, right? Shane Beamer's got Mark Stoops' number as much as Kentucky fans hate to hear that. So 8-4, I think, would be a fantastic season for Kentucky. I think they're capable. I think they are capable of getting to that number, but that feels like the ceiling for the 2024 season. Certainly doable, but a lot of things have to work out the right way for the Cats. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. when it comes to worst case scenario. Now, this would be assuming, you know, Brock Vandergriff, we know he has talent, but he's never really played any meaningful snaps. So what if he's not the guy at quarterback, which is going to affect the Berrion Brown? It's going to affect the Dane Key. You're not going to get the most out of those guys at the wide receiver position. What if the offensive line, for whatever reason, continued to be kind of an eyesore for Kentucky? What if the defensive front, what if Kentucky defensively is not where they need to be yet again? What if, you know, things snowball early? What if Kentucky starts 1-2? What if Kentucky starts, what it would be, 2-3? 2-3 early on? You know, it's interesting how momentum in the SEC, both positive and negative, things can snowball for better or for worse. My worst case scenario for the Kentucky Wildcats, I got 5-7. And again, this is worst case. These are not predictions. This is worst case scenario. So I think Kentucky worst case is a team flirting with a bowl game. But I mean, guys, 5-7 is in play because I mentioned those games against Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Texas. Most folks feel confident putting L's next to those games. What if Shane Beamer beats you again? What if Auburn's an upstart club? Louisville could go either way. Florida, you could say, could go either way, guys, on the road. Again, that is worst case. I don't think it's likely Kentucky loses all of those games, obviously, because what you'd be saying, I mean, the non-conference schedule, you're going to beat Southern Miss, you're going to beat Ohio, you're going to beat Murray State. Okay, that's three wins built in right there. So what we're saying is Kentucky would go 2-7 against the rest of their schedule. I don't think that's likely, but it's possible. But it's possible. If the majority of question marks for Kentucky go the way Cats fans hope that they don't go. So, worst case scenario, 5-7. Best case scenario, 8-4 for the Kentucky Wildcats. And guys, what I mentioned, what feels like a pivotal season for Mark Stoops, right? Especially after the offseason, you know, the offseason chatter of you know, people thought he was going to Texas A&M, then he's back in Lexington, he's had complaints about NIL, and he's been there for so long, it kind of gets to a point where if we start to see the program not trending in a positive direction, you have to wonder how much longer he will have in Lexington. And you have to wonder if maybe Mark Stoops is potentially looking for a way out after the Texas A&M stuff and the rumors happen over the offseason. But again, Kentucky, one of those fascinating teams. I think one of those fascinating middle-of-the-pack SEC teams. The schedule is a gauntlet like many others have. There's a lot of new moving pieces. You add, by the way, Jamar Dumas Johnson on the defensive side. Maybe he helps that defense take a step forward. He turns into a star. So Kentucky going to be an interesting to follow. But guys, how do you feel like the Cats are going to fare? Am I being fair in my ceiling and my floor for Kentucky? Again, my best case, worst case. Best case, 8-4. Worst case, 5-7. Going to be a wildly interesting year for the Cats on the gridiron in the 2024 season.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.